118 years ago, the largest steamboat ever to sail the Missouri River ran aground a few miles west of St. Louis. The boat was the Montana, and archaeologists are now working to map the wreckage. In the process, they've discovered that the boat was not only huge, but decades ahead of its time. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Kevin Lavery reports.
In June 1884, the steamboat Montana was 30 miles out of St. Louis, heading west along the Missouri River. At the town of St. Charles, she tried to pass beneath a railroad bridge. That's when something suddenly went wrong. The boat struck the bridge and drifted backwards, coming to rest on a sandbar. But the sandbar was higher on the Montana's port side, and she split in two. No lives were lost, but the craft itself could not be saved. Today, the Montana's splintered skeleton lies along the riverbank, her starboard side still submerged in the cloudy current. Though weathered and broken, one can still appreciate her size. At 280 feet, about the length of a football field, the Montana was the Titanic of the Western waterways.
Just a behemoth compared to all the other vessels on this river.
Annalise Corbin is an assistant professor of maritime studies at East Carolina University.
And they were built this big to try one last time to compete with the mighty railroad that had come in and was taking away all of the business from the steam companies.
As some students map the wreckage, others use a generator-powered dredge to pump out water and wet clay. Uncovering the stern, the students make a remarkable discovery. Project co-director Brad Rogers says they found a design feature not commonly seen until two decades after the Montana was built.
And somebody said, hey, what's that curve in there? I thought, well, it's probably some loose wood or something. So we went back there to look at it, and sure enough, the nice curve was the planking coming out from the skeg, creating a nice tunnel for the water to work its way up the stern of the vessel into both the rudders and the paddle wheel. That gives you a lot more maneuverability and speed. That surprised us a great deal.
Unlocking the Montana's secrets carries certain hazards. The site is a skipping stone's throw from a major shipping channel. Below the surface, the danger is concealed.
It's like diving in coffee, kind of, with big sticks everywhere.
Student Andrew Pietruska dives down to get a closer look at the ship's framework. Over time, the river has borne into the hull, creating a huge sinkhole where swirling water produces a strong undercurrent.
In a black water environment like this, that's our biggest fear, is going with something over our heads and then you can't find your way back out.
Student Chris Valvano says everyone here is keenly aware of the Montana's historic value.
You know, I mean, this is a site that everyone's going to be paying a lot of attention to, and not that you do things differently, but it's sort of, awe-inspiring, I guess.
Next spring, the students will publish their findings. While much work remains, they know this study of the most advanced steamboat of its day could one day become a maritime Rosetta Stone, providing a clearer view into America's nautical past. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Lavery in St. Louis.